What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
How are you, Mr. Talent?
I'm doing well, Ryan. How are you? Kim, how are you?
Great. Good.
Well, we have, the news yesterday. We had some representatives from the United States sit down and get basically a checklist of what Russia wants in order to end this, which is, you know, a step in the right direction. At least you can get something written down. Are you optimistic? Do you think this could lead to finally ending that conflict?
Well, yes and no. How's that for a politician's answer? Yes, in the sense that the Russians are engaged again, which is a sure sign that they're taking President Trump's, threats, but really promises of additional sanctions seriously. No, in the sense that I think the president's going to have to impose more costs and consequences on the Russian state in order to get them to the table. But this was inevitable. I've been predicting it for months. I think Zelensky is more or less on board. The issue is getting Putin to want peace when he is grinding out, if you want to call it this, success on the battlefield. And I'm sure it's very frustrating to President Trump because this war has been a strategic disaster for Putin, and he's just digging the hole in deeper. Every day he continues to fight it, but I think the president's going to have to do a few more things in order to get him to the table seriously.
Do you think the deadline Trump gave him, which was initially 50 days, and then he didn't like how Putin was reacting, so he said, actually, I'm slashing that. Now your deadline's 10 days. Do you think that was ultimately what pushed him over the edge and made him agree to at least talk to him? Or you think that was kind of neither here nor there?
Yeah, I mean, the first step with Putin would be to basically kill negotiations, which he did, and then to delay getting back to negotiations, which he did. And now I think it's going to be negotiations without any real purpose in mind because he doesn't want to end the war. And again, it's extremely frustrating because the war is not advancing his own objectives. I mean, I think myself that the reason he doesn't look, they've lost. Just look at what's happened with this war. OK, so they've lost upwards of a million men in casualties, and most of those killed. Okay. Sweden and Finland are now in NATO. That's a disaster for Russia. The Western Europeans have agreed to increase defense spending, and I think they're really going to do it. Another disaster. Syria is gone as an ally because Putin couldn't reinforce Bashar Assad. Another disaster. And in return for this, they have conquered additional territory in Ukraine, slightly bigger than the state of Vermont. I mean, the whole thing is, however, I think Putin is afraid that if the war ends, the Russian people are going to start taking an accounting of how much they lost and what they got for it. And that may be the reason he's wanting to continue it.
Yeah. I almost feel like it's going to be tough to get them both on the same page when Ukraine's stance is that any land that Russia is occupying goes back to us. And it seems like Russia will not do that. So is that going to be one of the biggest sticking points in all of this?
Yeah, when I said that I thought Zelensky was on board, I mean, Trump had a bottom line in mind from the beginning. It's a ceasefire along existing lines, more or less. They'll argue about a few miles here and there. No security, no NATO entrance for Ukraine, which would be a killer for Putin. However, increased economic ties between Ukraine and the West, along with support, mostly from Europeans, for rebuilding the country, including the military. That's a deal that Putin should be able to make, and I think it's a deal Zelensky will be able to make. Now, until they get to the bottom line, the Ukrainians will be talking about their maximalist demands, but they'll back off of that. I think the issue here is Putin, and I think it's been the issue for several months. And I will say, since it's rare enough that I'm right, that I predicted this months ago. I knew the difficulty would be getting Putin to the table.
The other big question is going to be what kind of deal will be made, if at all, between Israel and Hamas. It seems as though Israel has been on board with a number of these ceasefire talks, these deals, and then Hamas, of course, being the terrorist group that they are, they don't, you know, hold up their end of the bargain here. And then you see that video that they just released showing that Israeli hostage, a 24-year-old guy who you can just see, it looks like he's been starved, and he's digging his own grave in one of their underground tunnels. Where do you see that going? Do you see Trump being able to actually negotiate or help negotiate some sort of a ceasefire, finally, a peace talk?
Well, I think they were reasonably close to it. Now, you know, one never knows, but I think they were reasonably close to it until the French decided to recognize a state of Palestine. Now, this is all fantasy land, okay? In other words, there is no Palestinian state. From the river to the sea is controlled by the Israelis. They have emerged from the last year and a half as the hegemon in the Middle East, which means the power capable of dominating their strategic environment. But in this fantasy world, Hamas saw that as support, and so they backed away. I think that's entirely plausible. The Israelis have said that. A lot of people have said it, and I think it's probably true. If I had to guess, I don't think the Israelis are going to end up occupying all of Gaza permanently or indefinitely. I think what they're going to end up doing is expanding the security perimeter, creating a kind of DMZ. They're going to continue to patrol the corridor between Gaza and Egypt to make sure Hamas doesn't get resupplied. And I think the Egyptians will go along with that. And then they're going to watch the beaches to make sure they don't bring in, you know, military equipment through shipping. Okay. And then I think the Israelis are going to say, okay, the world wants to help Gaza. You go in and rebuild it, but we're not letting in anything that could be used for military purposes. If I had to guess, I'd say that's probably what they're going to end up doing. And then they and we will move on to the bigger issues in the Middle East. Because frankly, I mean, it's a tragedy what's happened. But the big issues in the Middle East are building out the Abraham Accords and getting a new equilibrium based on a partnership with Israel, the United States, Jordan, Egypt, and the Gulf states.
All right. All of these things are being balanced by the White House. And honestly, it is pretty remarkable that any one administration can tackle this many things at one given time. But I think Donald Trump makes a pretty good point that all of these things were under Joe Biden's watch. He wasn't strong enough to not only prevent these things from happening or to end it. At this point, I feel Donald Trump, maybe his biggest attention was on the economy. He wanted that to be his legacy. Maybe this he's looking at it as legacy. Peace in these areas could be maybe one of the most important things he'll ever do.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah, he's a great peacemaker. I mean, he settled the conflict between India and Pakistan, settled the conflict or interceded to end the conflict between Thailand and Cambodia. He's working to end the conflicts in the Middle East and in Eastern Europe. And I think you're right. I think there's a good chance that the weakness of the Biden administration directly contributed to those conflicts. In other words, it encouraged the aggressor to believe that they could accomplish their objectives by their aggression. And, you know, it's peace through strength, it's not even a doctrine. It's just an obvious reality of the world. And strength, both in terms of the military, the use of economic tools, and strong-minded and purposeful diplomacy. And we've seen that from the Trump administration. Obviously, his political opponents will never, ever admit it, but he operates effectively on the world stage.
Right. Well, Jim Talent, former U.S. Senator, bipartisanpolicycenter.org. You can find his work in a lot of places. Is it Twitter at Jim Talent? Is that right?
That's it.
Great. Well, all kinds of places people can find your work. And, of course, here, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Ryan.
And joining us after the break, Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. We're going to talk about Texas and some of the Democrats apologizing for comparing redistricting to the Holocaust. That's next. 97.1 FM Talk.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.